take us through that final play. It was quite the swing of emotions. It looked like it was going to be a 3-on-0 one way, and then you end up getting the game winner.
I know. I mean, sniffing a little bit, to be honest, but I saw they were offside, so once I saw Inge got it, I kind of figured he was going to shoot it, and I didn't even really see it. I just started skating, and it landed right on my stick, so got a little bit lucky that it came back to me, but we'll take it.
Did you have enough time coming in from the blue line to kind of think, this is the second night in a row where I can win it right here?
No, not at all. Pretty bad first shot, to be honest. Like, that didn't really have any chance going in, but I got lucky that it came back to me, so.
I mean, what is it about you that makes you so good in these moments?
I think just trying to play the same way. Don't change the way I'm playing based on the score or the time of the game. Obviously cautious and still being smart and managing the puck, but not shriveled up and, you know, not trying to make plays.
Do you feel like compared to the beginning of the season, you guys are just finding ways to win even if it's tight at the end of games and pushing through?
Yeah, I think that's the goal for sure. I mean, I don't think that we played our best today and we found a way to win, but when you're in those situations more often, you get more comfortable, more confident, and we're going to be in a lot of those moving forward, so it's important for us to get some wins doing like that.
And Kraus scores after getting scratched last night. Yeah. Just what did that do for the team and him as a leader?
Great. You know, a lot of guys contributing, and I think that that's when we're so dangerous. I think we have a lot of depth, and him and Beauty scoring, I think playing heavy, both those guys is huge for us.
Thanks, y'all.
Sweet. Thanks.